You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has spoken about his sick grandmother during a parliamentary debate on a bill to legalise voluntary assisted dying. It's the last remaining state in Australia to pass the legislation, but Mr. Perrottet is not among its supporters. The Premier expressed his opposition to the laws, saying his grandmother is currently dying from pancreatic cancer.
As I sat next to her, holding her hand, I could tell that she was in great pain and that she wanted it to be over. I got a sense, as much as anyone can, of why those in such pain would want to end it quickly. But when it comes to suffering, it is to our hearts that we must turn. Because the answer to suffering is to not offer death, but care, comfort, and compassion.
State opposition leader Chris Minns is also against the bill, but both parties are granting a conscience vote. Supporters of the legislation say it has strict safeguards. Two independent doctors will be required to assess applicants, and inducing a person to apply for voluntary assisted dying will be a criminal offence. It would apply to people with a terminal illness that would cause death within 6 months or 12 months for a neurodegenerative condition. For former Grand Prix driver Basil Van Rooyen, the implications of the legislation are all too real. He was diagnosed with mesothelioma in 2014 after being exposed to asbestos the same year. He spent the past 7 years undergoing over 50 different procedures for the condition and says he believes legalising assisted dying would provide a sense of certainty.
I want a safety net to know that when it's time for me to go and I can't take the pain anymore, I have the option.
The divisive legislation has a record 28 co-sponsors from both sides of the House and was first introduced by independent MP Alex Greenwich. He says it could help alleviate extreme discomfort.
This reform is for people for whom palliative care cannot help with their pain and suffering. For a very small amount of people for whom palliative care will not help. We know from Palliative Care Australia themselves that they are very clear that a small number of people cannot be helped by palliative care, and that is who this reform is for.
But not everyone agrees. State Member for Prospect Labor's Hugh McDermott says history won't look kindly on the legislation.
It will be found to be a barbaric law that has undermined the value of human rights and the care of the vulnerable. We must pass legislation that secures the right to life of all our citizens and vote down any legislation which weakens the capacity of the state to protect its citizens.
For now, one thing looks to be certain. New South Wales remains the only state in the country that has yet to pass voluntary assisted dying laws. Victoria became the first to pass the laws in 2017, and they came into effect in Western Australia in July of this year. Tasmania has begun work to have it implemented by 2022, and South Australia and Queensland will have it in place by 2023. Under federal law, voluntary euthanasia and assisted dying are illegal in all territories. The bill is set to be referred to an upper house inquiry, which will report next year. Mr. Van Rooyen says he hopes it will lead him to having the choice of whether to end his life.
I want to go with my family around me in dignity and with a painless injection.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.